Hello, this is Paula Matthews for Epic Books and Cafe. Today, I'm releasing another powerful word from the Lord that we released this past Sunday in a message entitled, America's Great Fall, But That's Not All. Please understand that all the turmoil in the land is serving a purpose for God's kingdom. So do not be distracted by the news reports or about what you're seeing happening in your cities. If you're a believer, you know what Matthew 24 says about what is to occur before Jesus returns. But he did warn us to let no man fool you, and also to let you know this is not the end. This is just the beginning of the birth pains of his kingdom. Jesus is coming back to rule and reign in the earth. In the meantime, he left his church here. We have a kingdom assignment. This is a military mission. For that mission to be accomplished fully, the corruption and the filth in America must be exposed and dealt with. So God is dealing with our leaders in this nation. He's uncovering corrupt leaders of the church and in government. So get ready. Correction is coming in a very big way because God loves America too much to let us continue in darkness and in sin. And God always corrects those whom he loves. And this is the future of America. And I'll read the quote I got. God is about to overthrow the church as we know it, but a remnant will arise and obey him. There will be two worlds operating in America. One that is obedient to God that will prosper because God will transfer all the wealth to them. Now, I saw God taking down the billionaires in this country. I saw billionaires that had more billions than we've ever heard of. And they were all God's people. So that's just know that's coming. He says they will run God's kingdom on earth as he is doing it in heaven. Now, let's get into today's message. God is saying there's a great fall coming. Why? Because the church, as he said, cannot withstand what's coming. They're not ready for it. They cannot handle what's coming in these last days. Why? They unequipped themselves. When they remove the Holy Spirit, the gifts of the Spirit, when they remove hearing revelation from heaven, they've taken out all the power they would have had to deal with what's coming. So they're no better than the world. And that is the problem. And that's why the fall has to happen. So when the Lord, the message I have is not a pretty message, but I know why it has to happen. It's not going to be pretty what comes, but it's on purpose and it has to happen. Kind of like if you got a scab or a sickness or disease in your body, you have to uproot what's out of it. It has come out. If you got an infection in a sore, you can't just put a Band-Aid on it. You can, but you're not going to heal. Take it off. You got to go in and take what needs to be out, put some salve on it. What do you got to put on it? Clean it out. Root out what's going on in there first before it can heal. And that's what he's saying has to happen to America. We have to root out the nasty stuff, the filth, the corruption, so that we can heal and really truly be who he called us to be. And not only that, truly what we know we should be as a nation and as a church. So when he said this and he said correction is coming, I said, Lord, well, how do you tell people? How do you face them for correction? And he gave me a word. The Holy Spirit clearly said, God corrects those whom he loves. So if God is not correcting you and you're Christian, you may not be him. You may not be part of his family. You may not be saved. Because anybody who belongs to God gets a correction. Whoever he loves, he corrects. And a good parent does that. If you love somebody, you're not going to let them just go out and do crazy and kill themselves. No, a good parent will correct them. Say, don't do that. Don't do that. And that's what God is saying he's going to do with America. Why? Because he loves America. That may be a shock to some of you, but when the Lord called me to write all this stuff about government, he let me, his first words out of his mouth practically was, listen, I love this nation. This is the only nation that came to him. He went after Israel, but America, our founders went after God. And he said, because of it, there's a love, an everlasting love he has for this nation. That he's not going to let us go. No matter how bad it looks, he's not going to let us go. Because those of us who love God, we know how much he loves his nation. He will reveal it to us. But he gave me this scripture, and I'm going to take you there now. Hebrews chapter 12. I'm going to start with verse 3. He talks about what Jesus went through, despising the shame, and how he went on the cross. He did a lot of things, and we're supposed to be mindful of him when we're going through our daily lives in our Christian walk. Then he says, ye have not resisted
unto blood, meaning you haven't strove against sin, against the world, to the point of bloodshed. For some people, it's coming. And he says, and ye have forgotten the exhortation which speaketh unto you, unto children. My son, despise not thou the chastening of the Lord, nor faint when thou art rebuked of him. For whom the Lord loves, he chastens and scourges every son whom he receiveth. So he says, this is what God said, the Holy Spirit said, that he corrects those he loves. And he said, if you endure discipline, correction, God deals with you as a son. For what son is he whom the father chastens not? But if you be without chastisement, then it says, where are you partakers then? You're not sons, you're bastards. So what God is saying, he's got a correction for America. That means he considers this his sons. Our laws initially, how we set up things. Now, we're not a Christian nation in the pure sense of having everything Christian. No, but we went to him to establish this nation. And God is not going to let us go. And people say, well, we had all kinds of people. I get that. But you got believers who knew how to connect with a covenant. We have a covenant in this nation. It can't be broken. It was sealed with the blood of Jesus, ratified with the blood of Jesus. So there's no man who can change that. So it's up to Christians during this great fall to realize he's doing this for our benefit so that we can freely serve him in the land. Go back to what he did with Pharaoh. He says, let my people go. He said, no, you're not going to let your people go. He's like, who is this God that I need to hear him and obey him? And that's what our leaders are saying today. Selah. We have leaders today that are pretty much saying, who is this God? Now, they can be any faith they want to be. But the fact is that they're going to hurt people because they want to hurt people and blame it on a person. No, you need to check yourself. Whose God are you serving? And if you're a Christian doing that, something's coming for you. I know who's coming for you, but you're not ready for this. So that's what he had me read with. He told me the two Hebrews, but also it says the same thing in Proverbs chapter 13 or Proverbs chapter 3. Let me get it real quick. Okay. And it talks about, again, chastisement. Again, it says, this is chapter 3 of Proverbs verse 11. My son, despise not the chastening of the Lord, neither be weary of his correction. For whom the Lord loveth, he correcteth, even as a father, the son whom he delights. So that's what he's saying. Correction is coming, but it's because God loves us. Because if God didn't love America, he'd let America fall. He would let everything come and just be totally destroyed. But that's not what he said. It's a great fall, but that's not all. So here's what he said. For his people, don't shrink back, because this is time to step forth in your destinies and the things he's told you to do. Many of us were told back in 9/11, but before 9/11, that a fall was coming, that the nation was going to have a fall. And the Lord was telling us back then to build an ark. Just like he told Noah, there's a great flood coming. It was, you know, they hadn't seen rain, they hadn't seen a flood, but he said, build an ark. That was an ark of safety. Many of us were told back in before 9/11, build arks of safety. Why? Because things are coming. The people aren't going to see, the governments aren't going to be prepared for, but you will be. Anytime something big has happened to shake the earth, God has always given his people a heads up. He did it. He did it with Daniel. He did it with Joseph. He did it with everyone. So we're the one generation now, or the end times, we have to be mindful of the fact that we're not supposed to be joining a political party, following after a political man. No. Our assignments are to build an ark of safety, to build what God says he needs in his kingdom for the survival of humanity. That's what's necessary. That's why the great fall has to come, because that's a distraction. A rebellion, corruption is a distraction that's destroying lives. It's destroying, it's causing poverty. It's causing sickness and death around the world. And God is saying no more. He loves humanity too much to let them go down like this. So he's removing leaders. Some of them are going to be forced out of office. Some of them are going to drop dead. Some are going to be killed. I'm just telling you straight up. There's a change of the guard because God says they're not doing what he called them to do. So he mentioned this correction to me several different times. I read some of them before. In fact, there's one. that last time that I definitely wanted to read here, because it was during a time of shortly after the election. And let me see if I can find it here. Okay. He talks about the works of men, meaning the striving of political parties and people in politics. He said, the works of men, it will be destroyed. Okay. It cannot stand. It shall fall. They will come to naught. And he talks about what's happening in America. He said, it's not a political party. It's a wicked regime. A wicked regime. They want to overthrow the counsel of God. He said, but it's not going to happen. And the Lord said, it's all over, says God. No more deception from this wicked counsel. The organization has been dismantled in the spirit. It shall fall, never to rise again. It's my time, says God, my time to rise and shine upon my people. I am the light of this world. I am the light the world needs. I am its only hope in this present darkness. Besides me, there is no hope. So repent and bow before me now, you leaders of wickedness and mayhem. Your time is up. It's all over, says the true and living God. So that was the biggest part of what he wanted to say. This has to do with leadership. So he also gave me a vision, a glimpse of what's going to happen to America. Now, of course, the fall is coming, but he said it's going to be resulting in two worlds operating in our nation. And this is the future of America. And I'll read the quote I got. God is about to overthrow the church as we know it, but a remnant will arise and obey him. There will be two worlds operating in America. One that is obedient to God, that will prosper because God will transfer all the wealth to them. Now, I saw God taking down the billionaires in this country. I saw billionaires that had more billions than we've ever heard of. And they were all God's people. So that's just know that's coming. He says they will run God's kingdom on earth as he is doing it in heaven. Oh, and they won't care about tax breaks and loopholes. He says they will render to Caesar that which it's rightfully Caesar's and undergird the financial health of America. Now, see, some people, you know, they're fighting, won't be tax-free, want to be a nonprofit. Well, that's fine. But God is saying he's giving projects to people that are undergird the country. Why? Because when the Lord had me talk to me about this back in shortly after 9/11, he was showing that we're going to have undergird nations. And what it said in Deuteronomy 28, you're headed not to tell. You're going to lend to many nations. And that's where he said the church is going to be. Christians are going to be. Individuals going to be lending to nations. Now, we have people doing that now who are corruption, who are buying political parties. But we're not talking about that. We're talking about feeding people, taking care of people. That's what God said is going to happen. And they're not going to be concerned about tax loopholes or any of that. He said they will undergird the financial health of America.
What a powerful message. Now, before we leave, I want to read that prophecy again for you. The time of the great fall is here. Man has exalted himself above God for the last time. Rapid justice is being executed against these mine enemies, haters of all that is pure, honest, and good. The end is here, even in America. For there will arise a new kingdom, a new order of supernatural dimensions. Its power comes from my throne, my government, says God. I am king of the universe, and I will reign in America and throughout the earth. Watch me take over the governments of this world. Watch as I overturn their wicked laws. Watch as I expose their secret plots and wicked schemes. I will even unearth their riches they have hidden in the dark secret places of the earth. All will be manifest before me and before the world. I am uncovering it all, even the hidden things of the heart, says Almighty God. He also gives a glimpse of what to expect in 2026. He says, turbulence, more turbulence as resistance grows. They cannot win. For this is not a man, nor a political party they resist. Those who resist those whom I have sent, resist me, says God. Correction is coming. As it says in the Bible, God corrects those whom he loves. So it may not feel good, but it's for our good that God does this in Jesus' name. That's all we have for today. If you've enjoyed this episode, join us for In Pursuit of Divine Destiny with Paula Matthews. Live every Sunday morning at 11:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Subscribe both to this podcast channel and our YouTube channel as well, so you won't miss out on what God is saying and doing in this wonderful season before Jesus returns. This has been Paula Matthews for Epic Books and Cafe. Until next time. Thank you for being with us. You can catch our Sunday live broadcast weekly on YouTube at 11:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. You can also catch our weekly podcast episodes on Apple Podcasts and Spotify, as well as our website, www.epicbooksandcafe.com. In addition, Break Forth, Fulfilling God's Dominion Mandate by Paula Matthews is available both at Barnes & Noble and Amazon Books. Thank you for being with us.